said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
Also this morning, we've got a grandstand double pass to the Cowboys v Roosters tonight. So we'll be the first call through on 13, 12, 16 when you hear the Cowboys yee-haw. Yeah! That's it. At Hit 103.1, actually on the Cowboys.
Oh, it's so great that crowds are allowed back at the Cowboys games here at Queensland Country Bank Stadium, but it feels like the restrictions change before every single game that we have here. Yeah. And so everyone's very confused about how many people are going to be there tonight, how it's actually going to work. So we have Michael Luck, the operations manager for the Cowboys, on with us right now to explain it all. How you going, Michael?
Morning, guys. Very well. Footy's on tonight, so I'll be smiling all day.
Yeah. you're well and truly into it already, I'm sure. Mate, tell us, what's the magic number? How many Cowboys fans will be allowed into Queensland Country Bank Stadium tonight?
Well, there'll be about 7,500 tickets go out for this game. So that gives about 30% of the whole capacity. And that's just solely down to the social distancing regulations that we have to abide by. So at Queensland Country Bank Stadium, to keep the metre and a half radius around everyone, we have to leave every second row spare, and then between groups or between families that come to the game, we have to leave two seats spare tonight. Oh, so
right.
That knocks out a fair bit of capacity. But still, there was 2,000 there a fortnight ago and made plenty of noise, so yeah. I'm sure 7,500 tonight will be great.
Well, that's the rule. You can't go unless you're going to make noise enough for five people each. That's the ratio we're going with. But how yes. are you doing the tickets? Like, how do people actually get to go?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we haven't got enough to go out to general sale. So it's full season members got first dibs tonight.
And as they should. That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, so we went out last Tuesday or Wednesday with an opt-out process. So if you're going to be out of town, school holidays or, you know, the late game, you weren't keen on coming, you could opt out of being put into that ballot. But hopefully everything keeps improving the way it has.
Yeah.
And we might be a chance for the Manly game in 2 weeks' time to get everyone in.
Well, hopefully that number will keep growing like it has. But yeah. It's going to be strange tonight. It's going to be a bit of a checkerboard with every second row free and then gaps between every group. But Gabby makes a good point. If you're coming, make enough noise for five.
And quick question, are the fans in the stands still going to be there, the cardboard cutouts?
The cardboard ones, yeah.
No, they've all been retired.
No! Well, I thought I was going to be there double.
You can't be there twice, Gabby.
Oh!
You can't be there in 3D and 2D
form. I wanted to see myself watching the game.
You want to watch yourself. Michael Luck, good luck tonight for the boys. Go the Cowboys. And, we can't wait to check out footy action back in North Queensland with 7,500 fans there tonight. Thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Hey, and just if anyone's having problems with their tickets or anything like that, the guys that did get tickets for tonight, gates open at 6 o'clock and 6:30 for corporates. We'll have people there in the ticket windows at 5:30. So if you haven't had any drama, go and see Casey Sky, Sam Ortiani, and they'll sort you out from 5:30.
Yeah,
easy.
Love those Cowboys back end staff. The heart of the operation. Thanks so much, Lucky.
No worries, guys. Have a good day.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Every kid has always looked at a neighbour, a family, a friend's house and gone, oh, you must be rich, because they've seen something that just screams richness to them. There's a thread on Twitter that's happening about that at the moment, because there was one particular person who put it up and said, if you had a water or ice dispenser in the fridge door...
Yeah, you were rich.
You're rich. And
I still consider that rich.
There's also another one in the list. Tiny seashell soaps in a dish in the bathroom. You were so rich.
Yes! I like yours. I relate to yours. You grew up thinking if a house had stairs, the people who own that house was rich.
If you had two stories, watch out.
And for me, I think everyone has this. Growing up down the street, down our street, there was a house that had nice gardens, like manicured gardens at the front, and a hedge that was trimmed in a perfect sphere.
Mm.
I remember thinking, man, they must be so rich, those people.
They must have a gardener.
Dad became mates with the guy years later. He was just Ivan the plumber that had an interest in gardening.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm 13, 12, 16. We just want to know, like, what was that thing as a kid that you just itemized? Like, you just... idolized because you thought it meant rich.
Well, maybe, it meant maybe you're itemized.
You may be itemized it too.
An itemized list of the rich people in your neighborhood. I don't know. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Dion, your first up. Okay, man. So when you were a kid, what did you see as a sign of wealth?
I made some cricket teams when I was a wee lad, and I had to get built out in Home Hill. And had intercom. I had intercom in every room, like the toilet, the bedroom, everywhere there was an intercom.
Say
you could talk to someone else.
That is so funny.
That is definitely a sign of riches.
Growing up, my Uncle Kenny and Auntie Merle had a big house and they had intercoms in the bedroom as well. And I remember the same thing, Dion, looking at that going, wow, they must be so rich.
Yeah, I was in the toilet and then the father was talking, I was like, what's going on here? And then I
intercom.
Like, wow.
Fancy. Wow. Fancy.
Knowing me, I'd still be yelling, Mom!
You're the intercom! Tony, you're next. When you were a kid, what was the sign of wealth?
Well, I grew up in a housing commission home and we had a lot of family, a lot of kids. There was 8 kids in our family and my friend had a pool and I thought they were rich.
Yeah. Wow. No, I still see that as a sign of richness. I've never had a pool.
No, we've got an in-ground pool and we are not rich.
Tony, love it.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
It's been a long time since we had the Townsville Crocs in the city, Gabs.
Unfortunately, disappeared before I got here, so I never got to experience.
Yeah, and you're
the
an NBL fan, too.
I love basketball.
Grew up supporting the Canberra Capitals.
Yeah, they disappeared well before the Crocs did, though. Unfortunately,
the Brisbane Bullets.
Yeah,
they went south as well. But how's this for news? Right, our once bitter rivals, the Cairns Taipans, could be calling Townsville home for its home games for a while. And I saw this over our holiday break because we went up to Palm Cove, spent a bit of time in Cairns as well, and they're doing mad upgrades to the convention centre there.
Sure.
The Snake Pit, they call it. That's where the Taipans play their home games.
Scary.
Yeah. But there's all scaffolding around the outside. Like, it's a major $175 million renovation of the convention centre, but it's running over time due to COVID-19. And, of course, it's a summer sport, basketball. Yeah. It's not going to be done in time. So retired Taipans captain Alex Lawton has come out. He said pretty much, we're buggered. The next biggest venue in Cairns is only capable of seating 600 people, which is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
He says the next closest stadium is 400 kilometres away in Townsville, where bitter rivals the Townsville Crocodiles once played. He said the Townsville option might work for one or two games, but there'll be no emotional investment. But as it looks now, as it stands, it seems like the entertainment centre might be the only option. So there is a chance we may have some proper NBL action happening right here in Townsville. And I don't know who gets to make that decision, but I'd be spiteful about it. I'd be a bit like, oh, sure, you can play here, guys.
Yeah.
If you agree to wear these. Give them a box of Crocs jerseys.
Or you go along to every game, but you just cheer for the opposition.
Yes. Still hate you guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Hey, listen to this. This is an old TV ad from days gone by. This is going to take you back.
Doesn't
that take you back?
It does. And LJ Hooker's actually back in Townsville now. Not sure about the teddy bears, though. We'll have to ask the guy that's in charge, Clint Wallace. He joins us right now. How are you going?
I'm really good, thanks, guys. Really good.
Are the teddy bears making a return, Clint? That's the most important question.
I'm trying. You know what? It's amazing how many people, that ad, that exact ad, everyone remembers. I think that has to be one of the best marketing ads ever.
Mate, it's so 90s, isn't it? We didn't get you on the air to reminisce, though.
No.
We got you on the air because I'm so interested in this, Clint. You have opened up LJ Hooker. You've brought LJ Hooker back to Townsville for the first time in many years. But,
yes.
But quite interestingly, it's Australia's first LJ Hooker. And I think Townsville's first real estate office that is completely virtual. You're not going to have like a physical shop front, mate.
Correct.
So how does that work?
Why?
Well, it was actually, funnily enough, COVID-19, of all things, brought out that the amount of things that can be done without a physical presence, everyone, you know, they've got banks working from home, they've got lenders working from home, they've got everyone with the ability to sort of lock into a hub, which is the franchise, basically, but still run from the car. And I've literally spent 90% of my time working from the car and working from home anyway. Contracts we can now do virtually through. I can literally send you a contract through the phone. You sign it on your iPhone and send it back to me.
Wow.
it's just amazing the technology that's now available.
So do you reckon this is going to be a really common occurrence coming out of COVID, where everyone has been working from home? Employers have realised, you know, they can save money on rent and overheads. Is this going to be something more businesses will do?
I genuinely think so. The overheads, as you said, you save a heap on. Funnily enough, I'm one of those people. I work a lot better when there's no distractions. So no got-a-minute meetings, people knocking on the door. Hey, Clem, can you just... So I tend to get more work done in a day this way than I would in an office.
I think it's really interesting, mate. Like, I think COVID-19 has really opened up the world's eyes. Just, you know, how much fat, I guess, we have in the business world that can be trimmed, you know? And I find it really interesting that you've set up, like, not only the first LJ Hooker that's virtual in Australia, but the first that I know of virtual office in Townsville. Clint, I hope it goes really well for you, mate. And if worse comes to worse, just buy a heap of teddy bears.
Makes everything better.
Funnily enough, my nephew's Bluey, so I reckon I'm going to get an LJ Hooker suit, and he's going to be wandering around in it for his uncle.
Oh my God, at open houses, you've got a real-life teddy bear walking around. Oh, that's the best thing ever.
I hold on, you mean Bluey from the Cowboys, right? This is I was thinking Bluey as in no, like Bluey and Bingo and
right. Okay, cool. I'm on board with it.
So great. We've got a mascot ready to go. Clint Wallace, the new owner of LJ Hooker Townsville. Thank you, Mr. Wallace.
Nah, thank you, sir.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
An argument started in my kitchen last night. I feel like the kitchen is the majority of arguments start in the kitchen. You reckon? You don't think so? I think they do because the kitchen's
dirty.
We're
a bathroom blowing family. Everyone into the bathroom. We got to have this out.
Well, the argument definitely started in the kitchen because I cooked some butter chicken last night, put some into a container because I was saving it for tonight's dinner, stuck it straight in the fridge. And
the boiling hot butter chicken. Straight from the fridge.
Yeah. And my partner, Nev, was like, what are you doing? You've got to let it cool first.
100%.
Let it cool on the benchtop and then stick it in. But I thought that that would give it time to breed, you know, the gross things like salmonella in it. Whatever other things grow on food.
I just worry about raising the internal temp of the fridge. Like, I just think you can't put boiling hot. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's why you preheat an oven. Mm. Do you know what I mean? You don't just... Actually, that's not a real
That
argument.
Has nothing to do with this.
This is why we need to go to the phones.
13, 12, 16. Do you put hot things in the fridge straight away or let them cool?
Drew, what do you do, mate?
Okay, I'm an ex-chef, so I can speak from a position of complete authority here.
Right. Perfect. This is what we want.
Exactly what we need, Drew.
Okie dokie. So what you need to do is bring it back to room temperature on a bench cupboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it goes back into the fridge.
But doesn't that grow fungi and gross things that are going to make me sick?
No. What happens is it goes through a temperature range. So whatever the top temperature of the food is, it goes back down to fridge temperature regardless. So it gives more opportunity for the inner temperature of the food to stay at a more optimal bacteria breeding temp.
So if you put it straight in the fridge, it'll actually... make you more sick than if you don't, if you let it cool first?
It has a greater chance of growing bacteria.
I thought I was keeping myself safe and I'm actually making it more feral.
No, not at all.
And was there any credence to the argument I put out there that you're actually bringing up the temperature of the fridge as well? Like, that can't be good for the fridge and everything else inside it, can it, to be put, you know, have a boiling hot lasagna put in it? Just say yeah, Cliffo. 100%, son. 100%.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby now on Hit 103.1.
Brando, Townsville's Hit 103.1, your official Cowboys radio station. Snuck it in there after the ads, before the song.
We said it could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere. Deal was 13, 12, 16 when you hear that. Yep. We have... money can't buy Cowboys grandstand tickets to give away.
We have one double pass to give to, hopefully, a mad Cowboys fan.
It has gone to air. Yeah! We are going to go to line one on 13, 12, 16. Good morning. Hey, who's this?
Leah.
You're the first caller through, Leah. <Woo-hoo!
laughs> Thank you.
Are you a big Cowboys fan?
I'm not a massive Cowboys fan.
That's the wrong bloody answer there, Leah. Let's go to line two.
Look, I've got some favourite players in the Cowboys.
Oh, who are your favourite players?
Name one. I love Jordan.
Jordan McLean?
Jordan McLean, yeah.
Oh, why didn't I just give that to you? We wanted to know if you knew.
I think a lot of the ladies love Jordan McLean. Yeah. He's not bad to look at, is he?
He's a bit nice.
He's lovely.
Okay, have you got like a Cowboys fan, an A-grade fan to take with you tonight?
I do indeed.
Who are you taking?
I'll take my husband.
Fantastic.
And the one requirement was, because we can only have, you know, a third of the stadium filled, are you guys going to be able to make enough noise for 10 people?
Absolutely.
Right,
Absolutely. All right.
You're in, Leah.
You're in.
Anything against the Roosters.
Thank you. We're cooking some chooks tonight at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. And you're going to be there. Those grandstand tickets all yours, mate.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to your official Cowboys station. This is Townsville's Hit 103.1.